Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Well, good evening and welcome to the Rainbow Report on God, Marriage and Margaret Court. Well, what a week it has been. First, our Canadian marriages were fine, then they weren't, then they were again. What's going on? Rodney Croom of Australian Marriage Equality has the tale. He's also got the inside track on today's news that Hugh Jackman, David Stratton and others have come out in support of same-sex marriage. And then, of course, as you may have noticed, Margaret Court's views on same-sex marriage, our abominations, our curability, have come under a bit of scrutiny, a fact not unconnected with the bit of work your Rainbow reporter here has been doing on the side, doing some publicity for them. The Facebook page Rainbow Flags Over Margaret Court Arena grew in the space of a week from 80 members to now pushing 2,000. British hopeful Laura Robson took to the court wearing a rainbow hair tie, and the Herald Sun published a big beat-up that made it sound as if there would be a rainbow apocalypse at the tennis centre. So we'll talk to the administrator of the Facebook group, Ivan Hinton, who explains how that was never the intention and what the intention is now. Margaret Court, meanwhile, continues to insist that she loves us dearly. She just wants to turn us all straight, if only we'd try. And that being gay is caused by confusion and being messed about by kiddie fiddlers in our formative years. It's all part of the package she sells at her wholly owned personal denomination and church, the Victory Life Centre in Perth, a slick evangelical operation run along similar lines to a US tele-evangelist. They get Ted Haggard, Jim and Tammy Backer and Oral Roberts. We get Margaret Court. Well, go figure. The Reverend Stuart Soley, the Vicar of St Mark's Fitzroy, the new home of the Midsummer Mass, joins us in the studio to give us another side of the gay Christian story. He's here with us in the studio, and we're also joined by gay family law specialist Christina Antoniades. So, let's begin and say hi, Stuart.
Hi, Doug.
Your version of Christianity is a little different, I think, to the one that Margaret Court puts out there.
Most certainly it is. I did something today I don't normally do, Doug, and I Googled Margaret Court's website.
Oh, good Lord.
I usually avoid these things, and I would encourage Christians to avoid these things because they're terribly depressing. They are slick, and I was struck by the kind of words that they use. Victory, army of people, resurrection of life, resurrection of damnation, you know, the world's black and white. And most of... Oh, and then there's these wonderful things which would be interesting, the short courses, Valiant Man and Victorious Living.
Good Lord.
It's quite a different Christianity to that which I know and a lot of other people know, one which is much more generous and much more open.
Well, we'll talk about that in detail later on. Also, welcome back to the show, Christina Antoniades, family law specialist. You've been away from me for a long time.
I have, but I'm back. I'm sorry, Doug, and it's actually really great to be back.
Well, it's good that you can be with us again now that we're doing these evening shows, which I think was the big problem before.
It was.
For you, wasn't it? It was just so difficult to get you, prize you out of the courtroom.
That's right.
during the middle of the day. But never mind. We've got you back now, and thanks for joining us tonight. Now, first on the roster tonight, we're going to be talking to Rodney Croom of Australian Marriage Equality. Well, marriage is news yet again. Has it not been news at any point in recent times? Gay marriage seems to be like the issue that's absolutely everywhere. Now, the one organisation that's been making most of the running on this has been Australian Marriage Equality. We normally talk to Alex Greenwich, but we're having a bit of a change tonight, and we're talking to our good old friend Rodney Croom. Good evening, Rodney.
Hi, Doug. Hi, Christina.
Hi, Rodney.
And we've got the Reverend Stuart Soley here as well.
Hi, Stuart.
Hi, Rodney.
Now, having done the introductions, yes, there's been a lot of news about marriage this week. Let's start with Canada. Are we married if we got married in Canada, or are we not? What's the story there now?
Well,
it seems to have changed so many times.
It has, it has. The story is that if we have been married in Canada, then we are married. Yes, we remain married. Of course, the concern was that in a case in a Toronto court involving two women who were seeking to end their Canadian marriage, two women who were from outside Canada, a Canadian government lawyer put forward a document saying that, in fact, they didn't need a divorce because they'd never been married. That people who come to Canada to be married from countries where same-sex marriage isn't allowed aren't, in fact, married.
And all right, that would include Australia, obviously, because we're not allowed.
That would include many couples from Australia who have been to Canada to be married, and, of course, they come back here, their marriage isn't recognised, so the Canadian government lawyer was effectively saying they're not married in Canada either, which was a deep concern for these people. It's not just a piece of paper, it's not just a symbolic status. Overseas same-sex marriages are increasingly recognised by companies in Australia and by various government departments and two state governments, the Tasmanian and Queensland state governments, so they do actually have a practical impact.
Yeah. So a lot of people must have been pretty worried for a while there.
Yeah, well, a lot of people in Australia and, of course, around the world, the most number of couples... foreign couples married in Canada, same-sex couples are from the United States.
Yeah.
And with some from Britain and some from Australia and other countries. So it was a bit of a global concern, which I think was expressed, well, by Dan Savage, the American columnist and sex advice guy who said, I went to sleep married and woke up divorced.
But it's all sorted now. So they originally said there wasn't any kind of a problem, but then they said they were going to have to bring in a new law to make sure it wasn't a problem. So doesn't that seem to indicate there really was a problem?
Yes, well, the Canadian government's reassurance was only slightly reassuring. You're right. the Justice Minister, the Federal Justice Minister, said, yes, I'd like to assure all foreign couples who have been married, entered into same-sex marriages in Canada, that we will fix the problem. That they are married, and we will pass an amendment to the Federal Marriage Act to confirm that. So the indication is that they still do think that there's a legal problem.
Right, Christina.
But they intend to fix it.
Right.
I think it's safe for Australian couples who have been married in Canada to work on the assumption that they are in fact still married in Canada.
Rodney, isn't there the issue as well that we now, if we do marry in Canada, which is one of the few places that we can marry without without needing a certificate from the government, isn't the issue now we have to live there for a period of 12 months in order to get divorced?
Yes, that's right.
So if we marry over there, it's legally not recognised in Australia, but if we go back to Canada, we can't get divorced because we need to live there for a year.
Yes.
Are they planning on fixing that up?
They have indicated that, yeah.
They have, yes, they have. I understand that's the case for same-sex and opposite-sex foreigners, foreign couples.
Okay.
Oh, so at least it's equal.
You can get married as a tourist, but you can only get a divorce as a resident.
Right.
I know Australian partners, same-sex partners, who married in Canada and... Mm. They went back to get a divorce, and they had to live there. They lived there for 12 months.
Good Lord.
So that they could get that divorce. I mean, it's a bit of an imposition on these couples. And of course, it was just such a case which led to the fuss in the first place. You had these two women, one from the UK, one from the United States, saying we want a divorce, and the Canadian government said no, we can't do that. So, the Canadian Justice Minister, as well as saying that, yes, they'll fix up the foreign marriage issue, whatever that happens to be, they will also fix up this divorce anomaly, which was originally put in place when Canada liberalised its divorce laws to stop Americans coming over and getting sort of fly-by-night divorces.
This gets awfully complicated.
It is. But they will remove that anomaly to make it easier for foreign couples now to divorce. Now, like I said, we can laugh at the absurdities created by this situation, but it really is indicative of a serious problem when Australians have to go overseas to get married, and that there are all these couples, same-sex couples, who are turned, if you like, into sexual marriage refugees, and And these legal problems are created for them because they so much want to get married that they go to this other jurisdiction. And it really is a precarious situation to be in, and is a compelling argument, another compelling argument, I think, for marriage equality here.
Indeed. And, of course, also is the patchiness of recognition of overseas marriages here. You know, if there were Australian marriages, that issue wouldn't arise. So
that's right. Like I said before, there is recognition for overseas same-sex marriages in Australia. All the banks recognise the overseas same-sex marriages of their employees. Qantas does, and all these other corporates.
Well, I suppose an international corporate doesn't have a lot of choice about it, really, does it? Because my partner works for an international corporate. They shove you around all over the world all the time, so they couldn't have an employee who's married in one country and unmarried in another.
Well, they understand the practical side of it. The Federal Department of Immigration recognises overseas same-sex marriages as evidence of the existence of a relationship. And like I said,
how big of them?
There's two state governments that automatically recognise overseas same-sex marriages as state civil unions, and thereby give those couples virtually the same rights as married couples in state and federal law.
Right.
So for some couples married overseas, this was a serious issue of entitlements, not just of symbolism.
Yeah.
And like you said, Doug, it just illustrates what a ridiculous patchwork we're dealing with.
The figures that came out said that over 15,000 people since 2003 have married in Canada, 5 of which are from Australia, 5,000. So it's big numbers we're talking about.
Yes, big numbers indeed. Look, can we get away from Canada for the moment? Because I'm getting increasingly confused here. And so long as the problem's sorted or almost sorted, I think we can safely leave that one alone.
It's on its way. Yeah.
I think that's what Stephen Harper, the Prime Minister, said. I think we should leave that one alone.
Okay. The other big news today, of course, was we've got all these celebs coming out of the woodwork supporting same-sex marriage, including the one everyone talks about, of course, Wolverine.
Mr. Jackman.
Otherwise known as Hugh Jackman.
The boy from Oz,
the Tenterfield Sadler, all the other great stories. How much impact do you think this will have? I mean, we've already heard somebody fulminating online about how, you know, we don't like being preached to by celebrities.
Well, I think we can look at the United States to see how it will go. There's been quite high-profile Hollywood celebrities come out in favour of marriage equality. And the response of those who are against the Christian groups, anti-equality groups, is always, you know, oh, liberal elites in Hollywood, not in touch with the real America, all that kind of stuff. And they'll say the same kind of thing about Hugh Jackman and others. As you said, they've already started. But I don't think people will listen to that. I think that it does make a difference when these people who are respected, particularly him, he's popular as an actor and as a person.
Yes.
He's seen as embodying a lot of Australian virtues.
Yes.
He's quite an icon. So
and I think
it does make an impact, particularly on the middle ground in this debate, of people who have been ignoring it, who don't care much, who just wish it to go away. And if they see someone like Hugh Jackman saying, no, it's important, enough for me to say something about, it does make a difference.
Yes, I think David Stratton is also good from the point of view of, you know, getting into a different demographic. I hate to call it a pipe and slippers demographic, but you know what I mean, the sort of the comfy armchair watching the movie, slightly intellectual kind of demographic that might or might not be on our side already,
or more to the point, might have been indifferent.
Yeah, or yeah, might exactly. Have thought, what the heck's the fuss about, kind of thing.
Yeah. Haven't we moved beyond that kind of thing?
Yes. I mean,
he definitely is. I mean, he has a reputation not only as a film critic, but as a cultural commentator. He understands the context in which the films he reviews exist. I mean, a lot of people respect his views. And so it would make a difference to that smaller intellectual demographic, if you like. Yes, it will. I understand that quite a few high-profile celebrities have been in contact with Stephen Elliott today, who was the director of Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, and who liaised with Hugh Jackman and David Stratton and others.
Right.
They've been in contact with him asking for their to be able to endorse marriage equality.
Okay,
as well.
So we're going to start seeing a stream of these now, are we?
I think we will. Yes.
That'll be great. Stay with us, Rodney. We've got to go for a little break now, but we will come back and explore this thing a little further.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.